You're listening to the After Hours Podcast.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck?
What?
I don't remember the last word.
Very funny.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, we made it. It's Friday, but it is your Thursday.
I know. Well, thank you for remembering that.
I remember.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about sleep for a minute.
Oh, my favorite topic. Okay, let's start because I know you've had an interesting night.
Okay, so I was so dead yesterday. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go home early. I need some rest. Like, I was dragging, like, all day.
What were you dragging?
I was dragging myself. Like, I was like, one leg was like just dragging behind me. No, but seriously. So on the weekends, what I do is I take two sleeping pills and a melatonin, and I give myself 12 hours to sleep.
And you need those 12 hours.
And I need those 12 hours, right? But I can't do that during the week, because if I do that during the week, when I get up, I am like dead, right? Mm-hmm. So what I do during the week is I take one sleeping pill.
Every night?
Every night.
Yes.
Instead of two. The full dose is two. That's what the full dose is.
Do you take melatonin on top of it?
Yes.
What if you don't take the melatonin? Or what if you don't take the sleeping pill and you just do one of them? Do you still sleep?
I don't sleep well if I just take the melatonin. But I started taking the melatonin recently with the sleeping pill, and I think I sleep longer.
Yeah. Do you wake up?
I do. My magic hour is between 3 and 3:30 in the morning.
Is that nightly?
Every night.
Every night.
Except if I take those two, like,
so
sleeping
pills. So if you take two sleeping pills instead of one plus your melatonin, you are out.
I'm out, and I sleep
12 hours.
Right. I sleep fantastic.
Feels so good after you get going.
I feel great. But last night, I was laying on the couch, and I was like dozing just because I have been so inconsistent with sleep, you know. And so I was like, okay, I am going to go to bed. I don't care what time it is. So I talked to my mom every day. So I called her early, and I was like, hey, I'm just telling you I'm exhausted. I'm going to bed now. So when she calls me later, she's not like, why aren't you answering your phone? Like, you know. So I got that out of the way, and then I took it at 7 p.m., and I had set my alarm to get up at 5 to go to the gym.
Which, if you were to fall asleep, let's just say 7:30, and if you were to wake up at 5, that's still a solid night's sleep.
Right.
Not 12 hours.
Right. And so my alarm went off this morning. I was like, I cannot open my eyes. I am not going to do this. So I shut my alarm off and I slept. And it was crazy because I slept an extra 1 hour and I woke up naturally. And I was like, oh, I feel good. I feel refreshed.
Yeah.
So I don't do that normally. Yeah. I don't take the two during the week, but I feel great.
That's awesome. I feel like my relationship with sleep, I take sleeping pills too. So I used to take melatonin. Melatonin used to work. And then I remember there was a phase where I was like, well, I'm just going to take Benadryl. And I was like, wait, that's terrible. But I don't know. I take Trazodone now. So I'm sure that's probably terrible as well. I think it's all terrible. But
so my mom takes that. Like, are there any side effects from Trazodone?
Honestly, not really. Like, the only time there's a side effect is, like, sometimes you wake up with, like, a sour mouth.
Oh.
You're just like, oh, my gosh, did a cat go to the bathroom in my mouth?
Disgusting.
I'm like, Beatus, you got something to tell me?
Well, Beatus is not a cat.
Yeah, but she thinks she is.
Oh.
No, like, but I take that back. That's only, like, if I have a beer or two. Like, if I have a couple drinks, and then, obviously, it's not good to mix that. So then hours later, if I take a trazodone, that's the only time I wake up and I'm like, oh, my mouth is like tangy and like nasty. Like, to the point where when I get up, I'm like, oh, I want to brush my teeth right away. Normally, I'm like, okay, I'll take a shower, you know, and I'll brush my teeth out, like, before I leave.
Right.
Like, the trazodone, just there's something with the trazodone that's just nasty breath in the morning.
Okay.
But it's good. I mean, I sleep. But lately, like today, I woke up at 5:30 because
I would have already been at the gym, except for today.
You know how you said when you take your when you woke up today and you're at 5 or whatever, and you're like your eyes couldn't wake up. You're like, no, I have that every day.
Every day?
I think so.
I think you have sleep apnea, though.
You know what? My aunt said the same thing. Yeah. Because I'm a mouth breather.
Interesting. Have you ever tried to?
I've tried to, and it was I my hand to the heavens above. I mouth taped it, but I didn't do it all the way. So there were some. So I was like, okay, if I just like do 3/4 of it, if I need to breathe out of my mouth, I still can. I woke up, and the first tape was on my thumb.
That's because you're like.
Yep. And then I was like, okay, I tried it for a few days in a row. Second one was on my index finger. Third night was on my middle. Like it kept going down my hand.
Yeah.
Like each morning it was on a different finger.
So you should get tested. Have you ever thought about getting tested?
Yes, it is expensive.
Is it expensive? Mm-hmm. You would think that that wouldn't be expensive because it's like, okay, if you get this test, what's going to happen? We're going to realize that you are a mouth breather and we could possibly save your life. And so in the long run, it would be cheaper.
Well, there's a few things you can do. I think there's one where it's an at-home test where I think you put it on your finger and you just, you know. But I'd have to revisit the conversation. I'm butchering this explanation. That's not as good. So what they want to do is they want to bring you to a clinic, a sleep clinic.
Right.
And that's expensive.
Oh, that's expensive. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever thought about the tape on the nose?
So yes, I have had that.
It opens your nostrils?
Yes.
And what did you think of that?
It was good. I actually can't remember. I think I still have some. I think I just need to be consistent with that. But I have done that. It is weird because your nose looks like you got punched. It's like fat.
Yeah.
And that helps. But I think I just naturally breathe. I don't know how to kick it. I don't know if that's something that like – I'm 32 years old. I've always mouth breathed. Is that a word?
Yeah. Okay. So that's just like.
Even at home, like not just, during the day, it's a little bit better, but like I'm just sitting there and I'm like, why am I breathing out of my mouth?
Interesting.
You?
No, I breathe out of my nose. But here's the thing
and
about
you sleep
that.
Too?
Yeah. Here's the thing about that. You snore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't snore. I'm like pretty quiet anyways, but I have tried those nose things because like where you put them across the bridge of your nose, because I, for a long time, like years, probably like 15 years, I was like, I feel like I don't breathe well. You know what I mean? Like I know I have asthma, but I have asthma only exercise induced. Yeah. So like when I hike, you know, and that kind of thing. And so I was like, well, I'm going to try it. So I got those nose things. And I was like, wow, I breathe a lot better with them.
Yeah.
And then later on, years later, I had this surgery. And when they intubated me, they paralyzed my left vocal cord.
Whoa.
And so once that happened, I was like, oh, this stinks, because I was a singer. You know, I did opera,
yes.
And I did musical theater and stuff. And so I went to this ENT, and the ENT does this thing where they stick it in your nose and down your, like the back of your throat, right? No, but that's how they have to see your vocal cords. It's a little uncomfortable when they do it. Like you're not,
it sounds worse than what it is.
Right. And so, and it has like a camera on there, right? And then once they've done that, they have you like do these humming things to see the movement of your vocal cords.
It's like, don't wreck me.
But this is how I found out that I had a paralyzed vocal cord. And so they said, your left vocal cord is completely paralyzed. Like it's not moving at all. So they sent me to get that worked on. Like I had to go to a speech person and I have to do all these exercises, but I'm getting off topic. Anyways, so what I noticed is when they go up the nostrils, they had gone up my left one and they had said to me, they said, there's a block, like it's a blockage, you know? And I was like, oh, they said, so we can't use that nostril. And I've always thought that I feel like I don't breathe well, right?
Yeah.
But with
and you still breathe out your nose, though.
I do. So most of the air that I get is out of my right nostril, not my left nostril. I cannot smell anything from my left.
Really?
Yeah. So the fact that they said, oh, yeah, because the camera wouldn't go down. It wouldn't go push any.
What's the blockage?
I don't know. And I could go get it, like, looked at and stuff.
You'd be fine. I mean, otherwise.
I mean, I do breathe, but, like, obviously I'm here, but.
Do you breathe?
I do.
You know what? I think I had a blockage. So as a baby, though, I mean, I don't remember it. My mom had mentioned that they had to, there was something wrong with my nose. And I'm wondering now, all these years later, if, like, there's, if I have some sort of blockage. Because, like, right now.
Do you breathe?
Like, I can breathe through my nose, but it doesn't feel, I mean, obviously the breath that you get from your nose compared to the breath that you get from your mouth is, like, different. But, like, when I breathe through my nose, like, it doesn't just, it doesn't feel like I'm getting enough breath.
So that's like me. That's what I noticed.
But the only thing was I'm envious of you because even though you don't feel like you get enough breath, you're still able to breathe through your nose.
I'm able to breathe, but my oxygen levels are always, like, down. Like, my oxygen is usually, like, way lower than it should be. And it's probably just because I'm breathing out of, like, one nostril. So think about it. Think about if you just had to breathe through.
I think I breathe through two.
Think of it if you just had to breathe with a straw.
Oh, I hate that.
Like, that's what it feels like for my nose.
So, but normal, so I wonder, because, but you have discipline. I don't know what the word that I can, you know, but I, other lack of a better word, you have the discipline to still breathe through your nose. Because I can breathe through both nostrils. Doesn't feel like it's enough. And naturally, I'm a.
Well, maybe you should get that looked at.
I just don't know how to do it. How, like,
so you have to go to an ENT. So you go to an ENT, which is like a nose, ears, and throat doctor. And you tell them, I feel like I'm not getting enough oxygen when I breathe. And what they'll do is they'll do that camera thing. And they will see what's going on. Is there a blockage? And they'll know when they put it through your nostril.
So would that be a first step before trying to see if I have sleep apnea?
Yes.
So it's a, it's called an EMT. Emergency.
Not an EMT.
Medical treatment. Is
no.
That what
that
stands for?
That emergency, yeah, medical technician, yes. Oh. I was going to be an EMT, so I went to ENT. Or ENT. I'm sorry, an EMT.
Yeah.
So I went to paramedic school when I was first out of high school.
Ah.
And then in it, I was like, I'm way too sensitive to other people's feelings. Like, if you cry, guess what? I have compassion and I feel it and I cry.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? So, like, I was like, once I got into the classes and I was like, okay, I went to Santa Ana College for this. Because I was living in LA, and I was like, oh my gosh, I was like, I can't. When I had to go do the ambulance, like get on the ambulance, I was like, I can't do it. Because, not because I wanted to help people, but I was just like, you have to keep your emotions in check.
Oh yeah, especially a gig like that.
Right, because like, it's like an emergency, you have to like, be like, nope, I got you, or you know, whatever.
And it's easy for, like, especially if they're freaking out, and then you're freaking out too, and you're like, whoa, wait.
Like, I'm like, give me a hug. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I dropped out. So I was like, no, I don't think this is for me. It's funny. You think that you want to do a particular thing and then you're like, maybe not.
Yeah. Oh, I had that. I never went and actually did the step to do it. But I remember when I think back on it, I still think it'd be cool. But I wanted to be a firefighter for the longest time.
Oh, that's so cool.
I wanted to be a firefighter for the longest time. And obviously, you have to do the EMT course. And you have to do that. Like, that's step one. And then, you know, or I actually don't know. I'm uninformed a little bit about what the steps are. But I know you have to go to the fire academy. But a part of being a firefighter is you have to also be an EMT.
Right.
So, yeah, I thought about doing that. And I remember it was years ago. I was like, I'm actually going to do it. And then I think the course was like, that was back when I didn't have much money. And I was like, if I had the money, I would do it. And then, you know,
there is no way you would have liked that because you and blood cross paths very well.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what it was? It stemmed from an early age. Do you remember Dennis Leary, the actor?
Yes.
Do you remember the show Rescue Me? It probably came out in like 2003 or 2004.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it was, I saw that as a young boy and I was like, that's, you know, you're so, you know, inspired as a kid. But you're right. But just, I wanted to do it because of that. And then how I knew it wasn't just like a phase or whatever, because like there's been other things I wanted to do. And then I'm like, oh, I don't really care about that. Now I'm 32 and I'm like, not going to actually go be a firefighter. Like, I'm happy, but I think it would have been cool.
Yeah.
Like, if I was a firefighter already, I wouldn't look for another job.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. That. The blood part. Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, when I realized that I didn't want to do the EMT thing because of the emotional charge that I would have, I did phlebotomy. So, so I know blood, but like, so I did phlebotomy and I worked, actually downtown Salt Lake at a plasma center.
Oh, plasma.
Yeah. I did plasma, which is hardcore, biggest needle you can get, but I can draw your,
it's so cool. I don't like drawing blood.
I can draw your blood.
Well, with a crayon or a marker.
Very, very funny. But I was actually really good at it because I didn't like, you know, I was going to say blow up your veins. You know, when you get like, you get somebody that like, you know, draws your blood and you're, it's like all bleeding, like huge underneath. Yeah. No, I was really good.
I get a weird queasy feeling in my like area.
What area, Jet?
No, nothing. I just, oh gosh. And then I'm there, and the girl's like, "Okay, you ready?" And I'm like, "Ooh, I just." And then she's, and then I always look, and then I'm like, "They want to have a conversation with you when the needle's in." And then I'm like, "Listen, girl, if you don't stop talking to me, I'm on the verge of a meltdown, and you want to ask me how my dogs are? Stop it! I'm gonna pass out."
Most guys I know don't do well with needles.
I hate needles.
Well, think about when you're in school.
I know. I can't imagine.
We had to get stabbed like 1,000 times. I had to carry a card with me that basically said I was a phlebotomy student because all the like marks on my skin. Because you get stuck like 100 times a day.
I actually, the mother of my kids, she was a phlebotomist. She's a nurse now, but I remember when we were together, she was studying to do the phlebotomy and she had the flash cards and all that stuff. And I remember I was helping her with like, I was like, okay, what is, you know, and she, it's hard. Like, I can imagine. But she told me the same thing, too. She would get stabbed all the time. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you have to get used to it. But what I think is the worst, though, is when they do a butterfly stick, which is, the butterfly sticks are on your hand.
I hate IVs.
Because your hand, your skin is very, very thin. It hurts way worse.
That's why IVs suck, huh?
Yeah.
I hate IVs. You know what's the worst ever? No, I don't want to. We should probably get off this topic because I'm going to pass out. No, is the idea of, I just lost the word. Sorry, what's,
What? So.
Not castration. Like,
a catheter?
A catheter.
You ever had one?
Never. And I'd rather, I think that's my
they
time.
Do it when you're asleep, by the way.
No.
Yes, they do. Like if you go into surgery, they do catheters when you sleep. You don't feel anything.
Yes, but sometimes you have to do it when you're awake.
Okay. Well, I've never had that, so.
Sometimes people do it for fun.
Shut up. Yeah. You're so dumb.
They're like, hey, we're having a catheter tonight. Everyone bring your
whatever.
Thickest needle. Sick. If you're wild, bring your thickest needle.
Wait, no, a catheter isn't when you get, like, a catheter is when you have to, like, go into surgery and you have to pee, like, when you're in surgery. So they basically shove a tube up your...
Yeah, yeah. What
was that?
Yeah. That's just awful. The idea that anything should be going up and exit. Especially that one. No.
Oh, my gosh.
That's for exit only.
Exit only. All right. Well, interesting topics we're talking about today.
I know. I just, yeah. I remember back when I was young, the Jackass crew was like sweeping the world. And I was obsessed with all the guys of Jackass. I was like, oh, I want to be a Jackass. I don't know. Do you remember those guys? But anyway, one of the Johnny Knoxville was the main one. And I remember... He had rode a dirt bike. He was trying to be Evel Knievel. And by the way, he does not know how to ride a dirt bike. And he's like, I'm going to try to do a backflip on a dirt bike. Did it. Dirt bike went all the way up and landed on his groin.
Oh, my God.
He said that. And this is a one-off situation because normally this doesn't happen because, you know, people aren't jackasses usually. But he had to have a catheter 3 times a day for 1.5 years.
Because of that?
Because of the incident, yeah.
Oh. Yikes.
Oh.
See, why would you do that? Like, why is that your goal in life? To be stupid on television? Like, I don't get that.
Well, did you ever watch? It was
yes,
a cool
I watched. So I hung out with
Steve-O.
That's
right. I remember Steve-O.
Yeah. So I hung out with Steve-O. Like, oh my gosh. And he was. You knew that he was like on. He was high all the time. Like.
Especially back then.
Yeah, because this was early 2000s.
Yeah, his prime addiction.
Oh gosh. He didn't have to do much, and you knew. Like,
yes. He was wild.
And he was just like that. That's exactly how he was in real life. Like, that was none of that was, like, fake. Yeah.
What a wild man. What I mean, it's weird to think, and look at them all now. They're all just, like, ugh, corpses already, you know, and they're only in their early 50s or late 40s. But it's just amazing how popular that show was, especially for, like, a younger person. Like in, when it came out in 2000, I was probably watching it. I remember I saw the Jackass number 2 in theaters, and it was like 05 or 06. I was like 12, 13, and I was like, these guys are amazing.
Why?
I don't know. Isn't that so funny?
So, okay, was that like the movie of it? Like, was there like a movie?
They had multiple movies, yeah. So they have, yeah, and I saw Jackass number 2. It was the second one.
So is that like documentary style, or was that like a full-on like what?
No, it's just have you ever seen the show?
Well, yeah, I watched several episodes of the show.
It's like, imagine the show just on steroids, like just way worse, because it was on MTV, so they had to be censored. So imagine uncensored, those guys uncensored, and then it's just like the show. So they're like, hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville, welcome to Jackass, and then it's like skit after skit.
Oh, so it's just like made into a movie of everything that they do on the show. It's just a movie.
Yes, but it's better than the show, because it's like they had more money. Like on the second one, it was like a studio production. It was like a legit movie.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Adolescence.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know.
So back then in the early 2000s is when I did the majority of work on MTV.
Yeah.
And so that's why I had seen the show. Like, but I never watched the movies, because I thought, these guys are so stupid. Like, I was like, I do not like watching things that are when people get hurt. Like, I'm okay if it's a movie and you're going to go murder somebody, you know, whatever. But like, when it's like actual, like, I'm going to do this stupid thing and I'm going to jump off of this. Yeah. I can't handle that. And I don't like it when people fall and they make fun of it. Those are the two things that make me super...
falling.
Super uncomfortable, and that's why I didn't watch those movies.
Well, you know what I'm realizing is I think it was mainly dudes that watched it. Like, yeah. And when you're 12 or 13, you don't realize that. And you're like, you know, with a girl or whatever, and you're like, did you watch Jackass? Like, did you see the part where they're farting and and throwing up and making an omelet out of it?
Ew, are you serious?
They throw up in a pan, fry it, eat the omelet.
That is disgusting.
So what girl is watching that?
You're right.
It's definitely like a dude thing. And like, especially when you're young, you're like, oh, these guys are crazy, you know, but.
Oh my gosh. That's so, where are they now? I would like to know. And are they married? Do they have good relationships?
Probably not. Steve-O, I think, oddly enough, is probably doing the best.
Yeah. I think I looked him up recently. Because I think he's like in his 50s now.
I think so, yeah. Johnny Knoxville, I think, was the oldest out of them. He's doing okay. Bam Margera is not.
No? What's going on with him?
He's just overweight, and he's trying to get back into skating. Remember Ryan Dunn? You didn't really watch him. His best friend died in a car accident back in like 2013. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, he just went off the deep end. Drugs and alcohol. And he's like 48, 47. He just looks terrible.
Yeah, drugs will do that.
You know, when you're 25 and you're running around like a wild man, and then fast forward 20 years later.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know how we went from sleep apnea to Jackass.
Right? Okay, so here's something. So today, dun-dun-dun, Taylor Swift's new album came out.
Okay.
So I'm not a huge Swiftie. I do like a lot of her songs, but at the same time, like, it's not like I'm like, I have them on repeat or anything like that, you know? So I was like, let me go listen to it. Travis Kelce was like, oh, it's so good. It's so good. Right. And so I was like, okay.
Is he a soccer player? Oh, no, he's a bad man.
Oh, I thought you were going to be serious. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to it this morning. So I went and I listened to probably like a minute of each song. I didn't love it. Like, I was like, there's one song that I like actually added to a playlist, but that was it.
Is she getting lazy?
I don't think it's that. I think each of her albums are totally different. Like, it sounds like you have slower music in one and then you'll have like more
in this album or in from album to album?
No, album to album. You'll have like a slower, like, you know, like album. And then this one is like totally like hyped up. Like her songs are like really like hyped up. And I don't know where she gets her lyrics from. I don't know if she writes them herself.
I wonder if she has a writer. Like, I wonder if she has a co-writer or something. Because I always found that so interesting that sometimes like George Strait's a big one where it's like, what? You're telling me he doesn't write his stuff? Like he has a writer?
Yeah, lots of people.
I know, but it's so wild to think about that.
Oh, well.
But I don't know much about, I wouldn't say I'm a Swiftie, and I wouldn't say that I dislike her. I just don't know much about her.
Yeah, I just was like, oh, I'm going to go listen, see if it's, you know, anything good. Mm. I literally put one song on my playlist, like of hers. I was like, this one, I like this one.
I do like that song. She does All Too Well, though.
Is that the song name?
All Too Well.
All Too Well. I don't know if I've heard that one.
You have.
I have.
I think it's about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's very.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Not that I'm against it, but I don't know anything about Justin Bieber or Taylor Swift or like the whole big like if Beyonce ever had a new album, I'm like.
Yeah,
nothing against that kind of like her. I just like
that's not like our type of music.
Yeah, I just hate it. Yeah. Like, I just get out of here.
Yeah,
same with like Drake and like that kind of stuff. I'm like, ugh.
Okay, but I do have my ghetto album, like my ghetto like.
Yeah, but I've heard some of that. But that's not like Drake. Like started from the bottom, now we're here. Like ew.
No, okay, so I do have this album. Are this like playlist that I like when I work out, I listen to like if I'm at the gym and it's like all like 2000 hip hop.
Yeah.
And we've got like Usher and we've got like Snoop and we've got like Tupac and we've got like.
See, that's cool. I can get behind that more. And hip hop is definitely not my favorite genre, like my go-to genre, but like some of it I can get behind. Like, but that kind of stuff, like that's like, remember the show Entourage?
Yeah, I like never. That kind of stuff. So I never watched Entourage.
Oh, it was a good show.
Wasn't Mark Wahlberg in that?
He produced it.
Okay, the nicest man in Hollywood hung out with Mark Wahlberg once. Really nice guy.
Really, Marky Mark.
Yes, totally down to earth. Very, very, very like casual. It's like he's so nice.
Really.
So nice. Yes.
I heard him and Leo don't like each other.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I've never hung out with him, but. Mark Wahlberg, yes.
I actually really like Mark Wahlberg. He's cool. He's a good actor too. Was it well, you probably remember it. Like it was like he was working out. He was the Calvin Klein stuff. He did the rapping and all that stuff. And then once he got to like, what was that movie? It was like Fear.
Yes, that was a good show.
That was a good movie. Mm-hmm. It was wild. But I feel like once he started doing roles like that, like late 90s and then into the 2000s, he was like, no, I'm a serious actor now. Like, no, I don't want to be called Marky Mark.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's cool. I like him.
Yeah. He was super nice, down to earth. And it's funny because he's like the calmer one out of like him and Donnie, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Donnie's like always happy and like always like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, I would love to meet Donnie.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that he is like a little bit more like extroverted than Mark. Not saying that Mark isn't.
Mark is not extroverted, but what year did you meet him?
So this was 2003 at the MTV Movie Awards. Because we had...
So he had already done Perfect Storm by that time. So what was he doing? Yeah, so this... Okay, so that was like prime Mark and Mark.
Yeah, I hung... We actually hung out at a party one time. This was later after this. And then I was like, oh, yeah, we met at the 2003 Music Awards, right? But, yeah, there was, like, big people there, like, big celebrities and stuff like that.
Like, heavy people?
No, but, like, and he was really nice, like, super, super, super nice. But Back then, short? We didn't have. Yes, he is short, but yeah, he was super, super friendly. Mm. But I didn't know a lot of those people at that party, so I was like, I don't really know a ton. I just know that they were big names, like yeah. people that I didn't like watch or whatever.
But you knew that they were like a big deal,
right? Mm-hmm. And then, how do we get on this topic? I don't know.
I don't know. But like back, I feel like the movie stars of that time. Like I think of. You know, like the nightclubs of like Hollywood of like the 90s, like the Viper Room, like Leonardo.
Oh yeah.
Would be there.
Have you ever been there?
I have.
Me too. Yeah.
And I was also at Whiskey A Go Go too.
So I did a show at Whiskey A Go Go. Really? Yes, years ago. This is probably like I think 2001 or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, Viper Room. River Phoenix died out front of the
right. Yeah. Right.
Can you imagine how wild that club that like that would have been in the 90s? Like,
oh, crazy. Johnny Depp owned it.
I love Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Johnny Depp owned it. I don't know if he was co-owners or
who was. What's the guy's name from Counting Crows?
Oh gosh, I don't remember.
I don't remember his name either. But he would like. I saw this like thing on there. Like he would like just bartend there. I'm like, it just seemed like a escape for all these Hollywood people. Like Leonardo DiCaprio would go there a lot. It's like Jennifer Aniston. These just big A-listers are just like behind the bar serving other A-listers drinks.
It was so dark.
It was dark.
It was a dark club. It was just like.
And small.
Yeah, very small. Mm-hmm. Well, most of them are small. Whiskey A Go Go was not even. Tiny. Yeah, it was small. But yeah, I don't. That's crazy. That's crazy. The 2000s, man.
I wish I would have been born in like similar, like, I don't know. I wish I would have been born in the 70s. So I could have been.
Of course you do. Yeah. You are so hippie-esque.
Yeah. Or if I could have been like around, I think the 70s and the 90s would have been my year.
See, I liked growing up in the 90s. I thought the 90s mm-hmm. were really fun. 90s were really cool. You know,
mm-hmm.
we didn't have cell phones. We actually had to go out to hang out with people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you weren't in group chats and online chats and DM. Yeah, it's crazy, huh?
Yeah, like I can't imagine like growing up now, like in high school with like phones and like texting and with all the social media.
See, I'm glad the way that I grew up, at least I was on the cusp because my high school, my generation was MySpace. So like I had a... Sometimes my mom would let me borrow her phone. I would take the school stuff. I was like walking home or something. So I had like a crappy singular phone. But then I'd come home. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to check my MySpace. And I had to power on my computer and it would do the
dial-up. Was it dial-up? Yeah.
Yep. And I would check it and it would load forever. And I'm like writing comments, you know. So like I had social media, but like I guess I don't really remember it being called social media, but MySpace would have been. So I had that, but it wasn't. Mic on the phone, like I was.
So, is MySpace even a thing still?
What? It's still out.
So you can actually log into your MySpace.
I don't know how though. I can't find it.
Oh my gosh! I want you to like. What do you mean you've tried?
I don't know how to find the pic because I have some pictures uploaded on there.
I had a ton too. I actually liked MySpace better than Facebook.
Me too. That's a controversial, not controversial, but that's a. I feel the same way. I wish we can go back to MySpace.
Yeah, I probably would. I probably still have my MySpace, actually.
I can't find mine.
But I don't remember my login. I don't remember any of that.
I can't find my pictures. I Googled Jet Mullins MySpace pictures.
And nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Interesting. Well, you kind of grew up with social media. That's
I did,
cool.
But I'm glad that I had like, my mom got me like a PlayStation for, you know, my room. And I had all the, and then I had my computer, my desktop computer, but I was still the generation where we rode bikes and we skateboarded, and then when the street lights came on, we knew to get our asses home.
Yeah, that was like me too.
And but the only difference is people from like the 70s or that, you know, like we had all the technology, but we never would have stayed home all day and done that. We would have done it at night. You know, like I have friends sleeping over, we're like, we want to play games, you know, we would do that, but.
Did you have like a Nintendo and like or a Sega?
No,
or any of that?
I didn't. My stepdad got me a PlayStation 1. I think I might have had one, but I remember when the PlayStation 1 came out, I was like, whoa, this is technology. So all my friends had like the Nintendo, and I was like, thought I was cool because I was like, I got the PlayStation.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I never had PlayStation. I did have the Nintendo, like your original Nintendo. I never went to the next Nintendo. I just had the original.
And those are fun.
Yeah, and then I went from the original to the Xbox. I had the Xbox.
I have an Xbox now.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But I don't play games.
Oh, yeah. What do you do? Why do you still have it then? Get rid of it.
Well, I can stream stuff on it. You know, I can watch Netflix through it or whatever. And sometimes I'll play Fortnite with the kids.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not going to go home on a weekend and play Call of Duty or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do people like have now? Is it PlayStation? Is that what they do?
I think it's PlayStation, or I think they're at like PS5 now.
Oh. Okay.
I'm a bad one to ask because I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. I just know we have gamers.
Do you remember Game
Boys? Here. Yes. I never had one though.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah, we do have gamers here. Yeah, I don't know. You know what's popular now is online like computer games.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Hearthstone. Have you ever heard of Hearthstone? Hearthstone is really fun. You play it on the computer. I think you can actually play it on like your phone or like a tablet or something like that. Also, Hearthstone is like, it's like a card game. And then it's kind of like, I don't know, they have these weird characters like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like that. But like, it's pretty fun.
Huh. That sounds fun. I grew up on Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. And then having my mom walk by the hallway and be like, what are you playing?
Oh, did you get in trouble for that?
Well, she bought it for me, but I don't think she knew what it was.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, it's in the title.
It's in the title.
She's like, wait, why is this girl getting in your car? Oh, you're paying her to get in your car. Why is the car shaking? Oh, you just bought a lady of the night. Okay, great. You're 12 years old and I just bought you this game. Okay, cool.
Well, it doesn't have the E on it, like explicit or something like that.
It's like M for mature.
Oh, mature, yeah.
Oh, that's right. It was like E for everybody.
Oh,
T
yeah.
T for teens and then M for mature. Yeah, it said like M, 17 and up. And my mom's like, yeah, you're 11.
Yeah, you're 11. Gosh.
Well,
it's been fun.
It's been real and it's been fun. I know, what's that saying? It's been real, it's been nice, but it hasn't been real nice.
Oh, I thought it was, it's been real, it's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun
Maybe that one's the one.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well.
Well, from sleep to phlebotomy to Jackass to Marky Mark.
Wow, a lot of topics today.
I know. This is fun.
Yeah, we always say that, though.
We do. But this one really was fun.
It was.
We also say that, too.
We do.
This one was really, 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 really fun.
All right. Well, I guess we will let everybody go until next week.
Have a lovely weekend. And 1, 2, 3.
Bye.